Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy Labor Day weekend. Summer's over. Personally, I don't feel like we had one. How about you? This is the fastest one on record that I can remember. At any rate, time is speeding up. The physicists will tell you that. Our grandparents used to tell you that. After 50, they used to say, it's like a blink. And certainly it is, only on top of that, time is speeding up. But that's not today's show. For today's show, you have to take your shoes off. Because today's show is on the shape of your feet. Your mangled feet. Ladies, you're going to be on the chopping block today. Not really. But there is a scam in town. A scam. Another health scam. And that is that you need to wear shoes. Now, obviously, we do because the streets are filthy and blah, blah. But that's not the point. The point is shoes are a scam. A true scam. Shoes are a disaster. All shoes. Everyone's shoes. No matter how they're marketed out, they're a disaster, some worse than others. So let me give you the classic one. Sorry, ladies. Women in high heels. Men in military boots. Men in cowboy boots. Now, here's the medicine. Women, how many I've had like this? How many women I've had over the years who are over 5'10"? Reached puberty earlier than later. So they sprung up to a full 5'10" and they were in the fourth grade, fifth grade. And of course they had to suffer that. Why'd they have to suffer that? Well, they suffered that because everyone in the class is little and they're 5'10". Even the boys are little and they're 5'10". So how many women I've had who've had upbringings like that, who just matured quickly, who are going to be 5'10", 5'11", that's a decent height for a woman. That's not abnormal. It's common. But they hit puberty earlier than men. So they sprout up earlier. So they have to sit there in class when kids are in those very precious formative years and kind of feel awkward. God forbid should they have pimples or buck teeth and braces. Any of these things, and you're up there like a beanpole towering above the rest of the class. You're taller than the teacher. How many women I've had in my practice like that, histories like that, and they're messed up. I mean, they are messed up. And I'll tell you why they're messed up. Because they were made by God to talk about as deeply as I do. God gave them deep, sonorous voices. Maybe not as crazy as mine, but you know what I'm talking about. These women have deep voices. Or typically deep voices, minimally deep. Like our radio commentators, like your average woman radio commentator today on TV, they don't have light voices. They have solid, firm voices. That's the kind of voice I'm talking about. But at 5'10", and you're 12 or 11 or 10 years old, with pimples, and awkward, and not particularly supported by the parents, because the parents are so busy doing what parents have to do to make ends meet. how many women I have had that decide to become ballerinas. Yeah. You got to understand my expression. They try to become dainty. Yeah, you're listening now. You know what I'm talking about. You kind of keep your voice up high like that. Hi. You watch them when they flock together with their girlfriends. Hi. They got voices like mine and they're going, hi. I'm getting there. I am getting there. What kind of shoe do you think they wear? You think they let those big, fat, young feet spread out on the floor, on the dance floor? You think those feet get a chance to relax and spread out? No. Those women are always going into high heels. Yes, they are. Yes, yes, and yes. And anytime they got to go home to dress up to look good as those years progress, they're going to be the ones that throw the heels on. It's amazing to me. Because if they stuff those big fat feet into a nice skinny little shoe, the tip of the shoe is like their voice. Aye! The feet wants to go, But it's stuffed into, aye! Just like their throat wants to go, And their feet are stuffed in. Their throats get stuffed. They're stuffed up top. They're stuffed up the bottom. You know what you get when you do that? You get an early death. You've mangled your feet. Those toes are sensors. Those toes are connected to the telluric currents. Those toes are a critical conduit. I mean, guys, why do we have foot reflexology? Why do we have that? Why, when you study the meridians, each one of those toes is a different organ. It's a different pair of organs. And what do we do with those feet in the name of beauty? We mangle them in a high heel. And then some marketing guy from some city street in New York comes along, builds a business out of it, takes super chick models, throws them on the cover, and starts selling to people who want to stuff and mangle their feet. I'll tell you a great story. It's a true story. It's a great story. I have loads of great stories. I have so much clinical information, it astounds me. When I sit back and just want to tell stories about the things I've seen, I could sit there in the rocking chair, smoke a peace pipe for the rest of my life, and amuse myself endlessly. This is a true story. This woman comes in. I always change the names and stuff, of course. She comes here from Bulgaria. And she's an ex-model type, not quite, you know, the top-level model, but somewhere close. In a foreign country, I mean, what kind of models are you going to get out of Bulgaria? Well, the truth is, they're gorgeous. But it doesn't have the money connected. So she wasn't world, but she was solid. She was a solid top model. She's about 6 feet tall. Here's the first tragedy. She has no thyroid gland. No thyroid gland. Now, they don't tell you this, but when that thyroid gets cut out, it's not good. The sequela to a thyroidectomy is a stroke. That's in the New England Journal. That's in Lancet. Anyone that knows anything about getting your thyroid cut out knows that it comes with increased risks. One of them is for stroke. Let's not get into that. Let's just understand she had her thyroid gland cut out. She comes to see me for different reasons. And I'm putting her through the ropes. You know, you got to do this and you got to do that. And you got to do the other thing for your health. So she's out there in front of the office and she's stretching her Achilles tendon, her calf. I'm just showing her how to stretch it. It's a very simple stretch. It's not rocket science. It's not complicated. No one does it. And there are nuances to it that no one knows, but that's besides the point. I'm showing her how to do this. This is an incredible moment. I'm kind of reliving it, so bear with me here. It was in November. It was a cloudy day. And I'm teaching her how to stretch into the Achilles tendon up on the curb. And she does, and she succeeds. And she walks away from the curb, and I'm looking at her, she's looking at me, and I'm saying, now, do you feel the shift in your body? Do you feel the shift into your heels? And all of a sudden, that high-pitched, dainty voice in this six-foot model goes, yeah. And then she looks at me in shock, like she exposed a naked part of her body or something. She looks at me in shock because she goes, yeah, like that. Like her voice dropped. I mean, it dropped heavy. And she shocked herself. And then she said it. And I'll never forget it. And then she said, but if I feel like this, what will the men say? That's what she said. I kid you not. But if I feel like this, what will the men say? Because what she had done is start her own company that she piggybacked off her reputation in modeling. So she made a name for herself and then used the name to leverage goods. And she was doing great. She was making top dollar for Eastern Europe. Eastern Europe is expanding rapidly now because they threw off the communistic thing. Russia has less influence. All the governments have been non-pro-Russia. And there's money to be made. She was one of those women at 40 who had made money. And she says, but what will the men think? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I have so many examples of this, of people taking those feet and stuffing them for aesthetic reasons into very small containers. Now, if you don't think your feet are your neck, your feet are your brain, your feet are your diaphragm, if you don't think your feet are holding you and control the shape of you, and that the foot really represents the shape of all of you. Well, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. And this is one of the things I have come here to let you know. Don't wear that garbage. You are not sexy doing that. You are not more attractive doing that. And if you're more attractive doing that, then you're attracting morons. Because any time you're more attractive by destroying a piece of your lovely body, whatever you attract isn't what you should be attracting. Capiche? You know, like capito? Comprende? You got it in every language. And yet we make a $1 billion industry out of this. Now, I don't want to get to men and their belts, cutting off the blood to their genitals and then complaining about impotence, or ties, or earrings, or all these straps, so on and so forth. I mean, shoes are instruments of torture, but so is the rest of what we call what we wear. We have these habits that are persecuting. We persecute ourselves. But let's just stick to the feet. Now, you've got different types of shoes. You've got the shoes that tilt back so your weight goes to your heels. And then you've got the shoes that spread the toes. Because, yes, we evolve, and then the marketplace, thank God we still have a free market, tries to find solutions as people lift their consciousness. But the bottom line is, don't wear them. And, of course, I know what you're going to say. You know, I kind of do this for a living. So don't think I don't know what you're going to say. How are you going to walk into Google without your shoes? What are you going to do? Walk in, sit down, say, I'd like to get the job. This is who I am. Take a look at the resume. And then the dope that's interviewing you looks down at your feet and sees you're not wearing shoes. Well, in Google, they don't say anything because I think they get sued, right? If they compliment you. Hey, you know Starbucks, those liars at Starbucks are no longer stocking newspapers. Did you know that? And I read up on it. Well, what am I reading? I'm just reading fake news, so who cares what I read? But for the sake of just conversation, it says that Starbucks is no longer going to have the papers, and it doesn't. And it says because people steal them, and they can't afford to have it stolen. Now, do I have stupid stamped onto my face? This is a $1 billion company. Mr. Schultz there tried to run for president until he made the critical error of saying that he was proud of the billions that he made. And the Democratic Party just chucked him like a frisbee. That's true. But Howard Schultz has done a great thing. I mean, he had nothing. He made tons. Starbucks not a bad company. It tries. It used to have newspapers. Now it doesn't. And it says it doesn't have them because people steal. How about this, Mr. Starbucks? How about you put in a vendor machine there? Like you put a quarter in and you get your newspaper so no one can steal? No. It's a political thing. You see, the newspapers you stock represent your political bias. And it's got to be a secret now. And that's the lie of Starbucks. They don't want to commit either way. This sounds like the beginning of communism and socialism to me, right? Just a little thing I wanted to throw in there. Okay? But my point to you is, being barefoot at Google, no, that was not a divergence. It's a story to make a point. Sitting there barefoot at Google, they're not going to say anything. But you're not going to get the job, so I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, Medici, I can't be barefoot. It doesn't work in life. Like going into the ocean doesn't work in life. Like expecting to spend money that I don't have on health doesn't work in life. Like all these suggestions don't really work. And this is the thing, guys. We have to get together on this one. You can't afford to think that way anymore. This is why I do a radical health show. The time has come. Can't do it. Can't do it. So here's the takeaways. Here's the takeaways. Number one, if you do stretch, and check my shows out on stretching, 243, 244, you have to get to the point. So write this down. I'll give you 30 seconds to get out the lab notebook and write this down. Write down number one. You have to get to the point where you can stretch so deeply, so effectively, with such confidence, with such a level of sophistication, that you can change the shape of your feet when you stretch. That because of the stretches, you start to see your weight shift, and you start to see your feet, your toes spread out. You start to see the metatarsals take a different position on the floor. No, I didn't say stretch the feet. I want you to catch this. I didn't say you need to stretch the feet. I said you need to stretch the feet. Here's what you put in bold face print. Until you get to the point where you can change the shape of your feet. I didn't say stretch the feet. I said you've got to stretch the feet until you get to the point where you can change the shape of your feet. I didn't say stretch the feet. I said stretch the feet until you get to the point where you can change the shape of your feet. Because if you don't start showing an equivocation between stretching the feet and changing the shape, meaning getting the result, then you're wasting your time. Now, it's a process, so you're not going to be there in the beginning, but you have to get there. Or don't say, oh yeah, got it, I checked that one off, I stretched the feet. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Go to the website, straighttalk.cc. I have a new website coming out within the next couple of weeks. It's all centered around the 50 laws of natural health. You just heard one of them. Stretch the feet until you get to the point where you can change the shape of your feet. Because changing the shape of your feet is changing your brain, is changing the position of your organs, is changing everything, is changing you. And I told you a story about the consequences of not understanding this. And guys, no different. Guys mangle their feet too. They kick walls in with their feet. Through sports, your feet get mangled. Toes get broken. Ankles get broken. Metatarsals get broken. And we never get to the point where we make those feet soft and supple once again. That's done through flexibility training. That's done through finding shoes. Shoes. Now, you know what an orthotic does? An orthotic just compensates you for the mess you've created. And therefore, it sustains the mess. An orthotic does not ask you to evolve yourself. If you're pronating, if you're supinating, if your arches are high, if your arches are low, an orthotic does not ask you to learn how to neutralize those defects. And that's the downside to an orthotic. An orthotic's a band-aid. But you see, it's a certain kind of band-aid. It's a band-aid that never allows your feet to heal. That's the worst kind of band-aid you can put on your body, regardless of what you have. So your orthotic should be a last choice. Bunions, as long as they don't put pins in. A bunion surgery. Can you heal those big, nasty, bulbous bunions? By the time you heal that, it'll be the second coming. So cross it off your list. And that's the reality of it. The reality of it is you could, but I've never seen anyone do it. I've seen them shrink their bunions, but it's a work. It's a tour de force. It could take you years. And judging from the compliance levels of most people that try to do this, I would say have them remediate the bunion surgically with a very good surgeon. But never, ever, ever, or don't do it. Never, ever, ever put a pin in there. The shape of your feet. When the American Indian was told to start wearing shoes, this is clear in the historical records, in the literature. When the American Indian, the chiefs, who became very vocal and more eloquent as it looked like it was curtains for the Indians. You know, the chiefs all over the United States had their powwow thing. They would hook up and chat. They had that kind of cohesion, and that cohesion increased as, of course, this whole thing happened, this takeover. But it's clear in the literature that the chiefs would say, they're telling us to put on shoes, and we're going to lose our minds. You can't function with a shoe, they were saying. You can't be in sync with the mother, the great mother. This was not Indian nonsense. This is the reality of your health. This is why I have a beach practice. One of the best things I've ever done is a beach practice. This is why I have been stretching in to my Achilles, and as the years have gone on, my feet have not changed. They haven't gotten mangled, haven't developed bunions. Beat the heck out of them in athletics, but I haven't mangled them. And that pinky toe, you know, that pinky toe is an interesting toe because the tip of the pinky in Chinese medicine is bladder 67. Bladder 67. As in bladder. As in men and women are up 3 to 4 times a night urinating. As in they do that, they don't get sleep. Guys, it's bad. It's good because we have solutions. It's bad, but I just got to tell you, it's bad. If you take a poll across the United States and you try to get some sense of the number of people that have any sense of any of these types of topics, you're talking about less than 1%. Your average college student today doesn't even know what an acupuncturist is or a chiropractor. They don't. Either that or they're just exceptionally stupid at Cal State Long Beach. But they're not. They're not stupid. They're not stupid kids. They're smart kids, but they just haven't been exposed. And this is L.A., man. How can you go to a school like Cal State Long Beach or Northridge or Cal State L.A. and not know predominantly what alternative medicine is? And I'm telling you, they don't. Believe me, I've polled for years now. And this is in Southern Cal. Can you imagine the way it is in Arkansas, Mississippi? These are smart people, too. Don't get me wrong. but they are not exposed. If you're not exposed here, you're not exposed there. This is something we got to put on the A list. Toe separators, shoe levelers, stretching to the point where you can change the shape of your feet, pulling the toes of the foot and hearing a crack. Once you can no longer pull the toe, those joints are mangled. Toes, properly stated, face up on a bed or a couch or a massage table, someone should be able to grab them and just give the toe a little pull, every toe, the pinky toe especially. Pull it, bend the joint, spread it out, widen the feet. You should hear a deep pop, and one should experience an enormous sense of relief. But that pinky toe is not even there. Bladder 67 is not functional. Because the minute you put your feet into those narrow types of shoes, those messes, the minute that occurs, you're out to lunch. You can no longer have the right communication through the meridians, through the energy lines with the bladder. That's why it's bladder 67. You lose the toe, you lose the bladder. Isn't that amazing? So much is amazing. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. You call that number to get not your feet shaped, but to get the whole profile worked out. The whole profile. If you're sick, if you've got symptoms, if you're in a state of chronic disease, we'll design the program so your body can take care of you. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.